Dropout Podcasts.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Erotic Book Club, the book club where we read erotic books. I am your host, Jess Ross. With us again is our beautiful guest host, Janie.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here again.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Yay. Reka is a busy girl. I think she's in New York right now doing very exciting things for Dropout. So we're excited that she's there. And we love Janie.
Thank you.
This is a win-win.
I love it. I feel at home here.
Of course, we love you. Thank you so much for being here, whether you're listening to us wherever you get podcasts, whether you're watching us on CH2, or whether you're at our favorite place to see us, and you get to be the first ones to see us if you have Dropout. Dropout subscribers are the first ones to catch not only Erotic Book Club, but all of our podcasts, Tales from the Closet, Adventure Academy, as well as all of our shows. D20 has a brand new season that's finishing up. Probably by the time that you're watching this, Paranoia is in full gear, so lots of fun things going on. And our favorite part of Dropout is the Discord, where we get to talk directly to you guys and really make you feel like you're part of our book club, which you are. I have some comments. I made most of them all Kate-themed. Kate is my fiancé, for those of you who have watched multiple of these. And a bunch of people commented on her and the things that she did, and I thought it was so cute. I wrote them all down. Orionox said, did Kate try to drink out of a fake candle? If you're listening to this without visuals, we have a bunch of fake candles around. And she did. It's a running gag. If we go to a restaurant, she likes to do it. And it always cracks me up. She can't be drinking candles.
That's crazy.
She's a crazy lady.
It would be horrible if she tried. Did she ever do it with a real candle and like come close to burning her face?
No, she's very good.
Okay, good.
She's a professional.
She knows what she's doing.
Prankster. Yeah. Small snoot. Small's snot had to physically sit down after listening to Kate's erotica.
Whoa. Sit down.
Yeah.
Instead of figuratively sit down.
Their knees were shaking. They're like, oh,
I gotta sit down.
And then Jimbles drew a picture of Kate's erotica, which if you didn't get a chance to listen to the Superman episode, Kate wrote her own erotica about Batman and Superman making love. And Jimbles drew a gorgeous, very thick Superman and Batman's making love. Ooh. And then finally, a not Kate themed one, but Miss Atomic Bomb, after the Superman one, we talked a lot about consent and respecting yourself. And she was just very thoughtful to share a story inspired by that. And the theme of it was kind of treating people with respect. And I just think you're so awesome. And thank you for sharing that in our Discord, because we love that. So, moving on to the topic for today, we have read this week, Cream for Stepfather by Celia Stiles.
Truly the best title of any erotica.
There's truly like a lack of like adverb or like something in there.
Subtlety.
Cream for my, it's like just like cream for stepfather.
Cream for stepfather.
Cream for stepfather. It feels like guttural.
Guttural. It does, yeah. It feels extra nasty, for
sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
So we knew we would need some experts to dive into something. You know, just reading the title, you already get this visceral reaction, Cream for Stepfather. So we had to bring in some experts with us. We are so lucky to have our incest expert. Please welcome Lily.
Wow. Huge aficionado. A huge expert.
Thank you so much for being here. Are there any incest facts or anecdotes that you could share with us?
Absolute incest expert makes it sound like I have partaken in incest, and I just want to clarify that is not what that means.
Yes, Lily has not partaken in incest, just a fan of.
Yeah, just a fan
just
of.
Just a big
wink,
fan.
Wink. Wink.
I'm an only child, so actually I feel like incest feels way more in a fantasy realm for me. I think like people with siblings are like, incest. And I'm like, my family's very small. None of us have ever fucked. Feel safe.
This is very funny because before this podcast started, you were telling me how your mom likes to stalk you on the internet. So this would be a nice thing for her to find.
That's true.
And then Janie, would you like to introduce?
Am I an expert?
No.
Oh.
Because usually I introduce one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my God. Well, this is really embarrassing, but I don't remember your name. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's Warren okay. This Canute. Is Canute. Canute. Yes.
Yes.
I can handle this one. Canute is here as our step family expert.
Yes. I have studied it. I know very much about it. Step families. And I can tell you any facts you need to know.
You are actually a part of a step family.
I am a part of two separate step families.
Whoa. How does that work?
Well, my parents were divorced when I was 5.
Yes.
And then both of them remarried, and they don't speak to each other. So it's like two very distinct, different, separate
family.
Step families.
Wow. Interesting. Is anyone else a part of a step family?
Mm-mm.
I'm not either.
No.
We had cousins living in my house. We had a duplex, and my aunt and those siblings did. So that's probably closer to incest than step.
Yeah.
Moving on. Fun facts about all of us. If you did not get a chance to read along Cream for Stepfather, the characters that you'll need to know is Natalie. She is the stepdaughter. And Robert is the stepfather. I don't think we really delve into any other characters besides those two. It's pretty much just the story of these two. Our story starts off chapter 1. Natalie is at school. She's driving in her car. She's stressed out. A bunch of exams have happened. She's about to go home to have a little bit of time off. But something else has happened while she's at school. She's going through a breakup. The guy that she has been seeing kind of on and off casually has texted her or called her. I don't remember how it happened.
Yeah.
And then they broke up.
I think he, like, texted her.
I think he texted her, too.
Yeah. It's, like, a lot of backstory, I think, to, like, humanize her and, like, show what state she's in.
Yeah. I did like the way it was written, though. It felt very much, because she was like, it's not heartbreaking, but I'm still, like, kind of pissed off about it.
Yeah.
She felt empowered. It felt more like I'm now in a position to make better decisions after what has happened.
Yeah.
I really liked that. I liked that it wasn't like the love of my life is gone. It's like, oh, this dude I was just kind of like hooking up with and now that's done. It felt like it made her feel very real to me right away, as opposed to maybe other ones who always feel like I'm just a very poor, sad student who loves to do charity every second of the day when I get a chance. It's like, no, I was just like fucking this dude and it didn't work out.
I will say that with the, like, for a long time, it was like, this is the college I went to. Final exams happen in this way. And here's what I'm studying. And the college is actually 1,500 people. And I was like, okay, when is it going to come already?
If you're not fucking all those 1,500 people, we got to move on.
As someone who has never read, like, pay to read erotica, just like free short little stories online, I'm like, this is a lot of backstory.
Yes, this is a lot. Really?
And we also have, like, we always have, like, the fake filler name for a college. It's like, okay, what kind of school
Yardley?
Are we talking about? Yardley?
Or Yardley?
Yardley.
It feels like a
Yale
an Ivy
type.
League. I got the vibe, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, just let you know what she's like.
Just name it. Just say
name it.
Yeah, just say what school it actually is.
Maybe that would put your own prejudices on it. And this
sure,
must be
sure,
part
sure.
of the fantasy.
Yeah, yeah.
She is looking forward to spending time with her mom, who pretty much all of them her entire time growing up was single. Even in her late 30s, she still looked fantastic somehow. Could you imagine
late
like a 38
30s, what
year
old,
old woman?
Hag.
God.
I know.
And her 21-year-old daughter.
Yeah.
There was a lot of talk about, like, don't worry, even though she is an ancient, disgusting 30-year-old, she looks pretty good. And then with him, too, it was like, even though he's 50.
I know.
Right.
Even though he's, like,
his body is
quite young.
He gets 20 years different. No one would ever say of a man, oh, God, even though he was in his late 30s, he still had it going on.
I know.
Someone would still suck him off. So she was, the hottest mom around. All the divorced dads want her.
Yeah.
But she just was waiting for just the right guy, and that is when she met Robert.
Important to know in erotica that everybody wants to fuck these characters.
Right.
That's how you know they're hot.
Hottie hotties.
Yeah.
He's in his early 40s. He's desperately smart with the kind of nervous grin that sent every waitress we ever had into a manic flutter.
I have so questions many. About
Let's
that.
All see what we think that nervous grin looks like.
What does that mean?
Because I sat there and I was trying to be like, what sort of a sexy nervous, like.
That would send that, you into a manic flutter?
Waitresses.
To a waitress.
Waitresses
yeah.
wait on lots of people.
Maybe sure. something like.
Ooh, that's, I'm in a manic flutter right now.
It's a bit of like a Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it was like kind of the vibe I got, like a very like, oh.
Oh, that's fun.
What does desperately intelligent mean? Those yes. two words don't go together.
Just his whole description, I was like, what does that mean?
There's a lot of adjectives that are just thrown in there.
Oh, is it like Hugh Grant,
just
though?
Dreamy. It was kind of the vibe I got. Like, oh, it's so unattainable. He's just so smart in a way that I can't even wrap my brain around.
Well, I would say Hugh Grant is really good. I was imagining more like a Dennis Quaid type.
Like a dad.
Dennis Quaid!
Yeah. Wait, do I mean him? I mean him, right?
You from do. Like
from Parent Trap?
Yeah. Yeah.
I looked
quintessential
up,
dad.
I looked at men in their 50s who are actors and I made a list and Dennis Quaid didn't make the list, but
you
I'll look
up
them
men
by.
In their 50s.
Okay, okay.
We could say yay or nay. Robert Downey Jr.
Too hot.
If we wanted him to play
too
Robert,
confident, too confident,
a little too confident sure. for this role. Colin Firth.
Oh yeah, yes.
definitely can yes. see that.
I'm seeing British now.
Yeah, yeah.
Russell Crowe.
Too angry.
No, too yeah. angry. Not too, desperately like, intelligent. Yeah.
Such a sock. He's like his head is just melting.
A sock.
Nicolas Cage.
No.
No.
Scary.
Lawrence Fishburne.
No. Okay.
Paul no. Giamatti.
No.
Yeah.
I used to have a really big crush on Paul Giamatti.
I think he's fun.
Like in Sideways, I was like, I would just love to like
really?
Chill with him. Oh, yeah. Like roll
he did
down
a
string
Napa of like great movies, American Splendor.
Yeah, I loved yeah. him in that, even though he's like this hairy, disgusting yeah. man.
You're attracted to talent.
I think I am. Benicio del Toro.
He's a little rugged.
Yeah. Ooh, a little too rugged. Mark Ruffalo.
Okay.
Yes. yes. That is a yes. Yeah. Okay.
Like
wow.
That.
We could cast this erotic book.
Think
we're
a
on the same
too
cream
page.
For Ruffalo. Cream
yes.
for Ruffalo.
Cream for Ruffalo. Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx?
Yes.
Too yeah. confident.
Yeah, confident.
Keanu Reeves.
Okay. Maybe.
Don Cheadle.
Okay.
He could play it.
Keanu's
he
too Keanu. It. Don Cheadle, yes.
Ken Watanabe?
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 It's just people from John Wick. These are three actors from John Wick.
Lawrence Fishburne was too, right?
Or Ken yeah. Watanabe was in, sorry, Detective Pikachu. Which
he was
I just
in Detective Pikachu.
Night.
That's what
He's
made me horny
yeah.
for him.
Yeah,
I was
see.
Like, oh, I forgot how hot that guy yeah. was. And then I thought maybe he could be in the movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so it sounds like Mark Ruffalo.
I think so.
I yeah. think he got the part.
Yeah,
okay,
got
so
Ruffalo.
Her stepfather's Mark Ruffalo.
Okay, and I know we're going right into the story, but can I talk about some before stuff? Is that okay?
Of course you may.
The cover, I couldn't tell if the color tint on my screen was wrong, but is his torso bright purple?
It did look that way.
Oh, I think that is pulled from a stock image gallery, and whatever tint it has, it's from someone's faulty computer.
Oh, you don't think the author has any control
it's
over that?
It's just like torso
oh
with
my God.
Too many abs.
It's like...
Honestly.
It was 20 abs.
Like four too many.
Why purple? Wow. Purple.
And it was sort of like Wizard of Oz,
yes.
sort of purpley.
And also there was only one review, and I only noted that mm-hmm. because in the previous book, which I almost read, there were like a ton of reviews. I'm like, this book is popular. This book, one review, and it was like full of spoilers because it was like the whole review was just like, man, it's really sad her mom died, but I'm glad they got those twins. I'm glad she had twins. And I was like, so I was reading the story the whole time and expecting her mom to be dead and for her to get pregnant with twins.
I noticed that too. Neither of those things happened. Like, what is this review about?
No. I wonder if it's about the second story, which
right.
I didn't read, or if it's about like the second part, because we just read part one and they were talking
that
about like
true.
The whole series.
Yeah. Well, there is cream. There's the cream for our Craving Stepdad trilogy. And this is part of our series. And
yeah.
this is one Cream for Stepdad. In the book that we bought, there's a second one, but it's almost an anthology series, a Black Mirror, if you will.
Right. And I will.
Where's
yes.
Black
yes,
Mirror erotica? Yeah.
And it has nothing to do with these these characters. Yes. So we just read the one to keep things simple.
It's erotica that
so
really,
maybe
like,
the mom dies. Yeah. That's probably the only way you could really have these two together conscionably.
Well, in in the next one, which wasn't assigned, but I read it.
Extra good credit.
Student. The mother is fully dead, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah. And does she have twins?
So I didn't make it to the very end, okay. I'll be honest. So I'm like, now I'm wondering, like, did that girl have twins?
Okay, maybe it was a review of the second story.
Well, in this book, the mom might as well have been dead.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
The whole time,
I had that
review in my head, thinking that the stepdad was covering up that the mom had died.
Oh my God.
I was reading the story in such a complicated way. I was like, oh, the mom didn't cheat and leave.
He murdered her.
The mom actually died, and he doesn't want to tell her yet because it's too hard.
After they fuck in the study, they pull a book, and it opens up the bookcase, and the mom is
dead. Just dead there? Because it did paint a very unflattering picture of this mother.
Yeah. Yes. Well, we're about to get into that right now, yeah. So I'll fold this in. So she pulls up to the house, and the house is very quiet, and usually it's not because two grown adults live there, so it's just bustling with noise.
She almost misses the house that she grew up in.
Every time she'll accidentally drive by for 2 hours.
That's what she's saying. I was like, does she live in Hawaii or something? That's the only place where I've ever been that lost.
No,
it's
she's
hard
just
to
so
identify like roads
kooky and relatable.
She goes to Yeardsley.
She goes to Yeardsley, guys.
Yeardsley. Once you've Yeardsed. So she pulls in, and just Robert is home, and she could tell something is weighing on him. He's very upset, and her mother isn't there. And she asks him why, and he lets her know, your mother and I are breaking up. She's at your sister's house. Oh, well, first, she's at your sister's house.
The mom's sister's house.
Yes, yeah, she's an only child. And then the mom is just with her sister for the entire book, and the daughter hears this information and goes, well, she has her sister to like help her out, so I'll just chill with you, man, that I'm not related to. And that was the craziest thing to me.
May I chime in as the step-family expert?
Yes, of course. We need some expertise here.
This truly, I was...
Happens all the time?
Really happens all the time? No, I was like, this was hard for me to suspend disbelief because I was like, okay, what? If I was coming home from college to see my mom, she would be thrilled and we would have like made plans, and it sounded like they kind of had.
Yeah.
And then if I got home and my mom was just not there and it was like, oh yeah, she just kind of forgot you were coming into town, I'd be like, what? And then she says, should I give her a call? And he's like, no. And then she just doesn't even give her a call. And like, I DK about Natalie and Robert, but I would never... like then go, well, I guess Mike, we're gonna spend the evening together.
Right.
Yeah.
That would be insanity.
She doesn't even shoot off a little text.
No text
or anything.
To even confirm if this is accurate information.
Yes, and her mom isn't dead.
The
mother isn't dead.
I like the mystery version of this so much more now. You need to rewrite one where he's actually a murderer.
Maybe this is so in the pattern of the mother. It's not even surprising. This is just how she is. She's just constantly doing stuff like this.
I was wondering if that was it too, because I was like, maybe that's just their family dynamic, that it was super chill. My mom would never allow that. She would have driven up to college to see me, not her sister. And she would have been like, we got to go do something else.
I don't know. Her mom like raised her as a single mother. It sounds like they're super close.
I know.
But yeah, I think just abandoned her. Like, given the story, I appreciated that they made it clear they are not close, because then it didn't feel like an F you to the mom with the things that happen later.
I think the problem when you like try to justify stuff in a story that's not going to make sense is then you really start to pick it apart. But like if it just doesn't make sense from the get-go, then you just get... If she was just like, my phone no work, it's broken, I don't text, I'd be like, yeah, sure, whatever. But they like tried to make it so believable.
They did a pretty good job of justifying. I just think it felt so out of the realm of my own reality. I was like, this would never happen.
Yeah.
I'd be
someone
like,
who
okay,
knows
bye, dude.
Step families, it is out of the realm of possibility.
You would check it.
Right.
You would micromanage everybody's emotions.
Yeah, I was reading this. Yeah. I was like, this must be how step families operate, I guess.
It's not. Okay, I tell you what, it's not.
It's good
not
to know.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're breaking up. Even though he's close to 50, he still looked pretty great. Uh-huh. So our first little glimmers of like kind of eyeing him up, but it's still all pretty innocent. Mm-hmm. He was tall, with broad shouldered, with toned arms and long fingers.
That is what I just was looking at for. I was like,
Do you ever notice the length of someone's fingers?
It made me think of in Beetlejuice when his arms go long.
They must be really long.
Yeah, long fingers would creep me out.
I guess they must have highlighted that.
Like the Babadook. Right. Nothing sexy about like spider fingers.
Or like some sort of wizardy like...
I mean, imagine if you were getting set up with someone and the top three, like, give me three qualities, you know? It's like, well, they're...
Three? I only need one.
How long are they?
How many inches? How many inches? And I mean fingers.
Yeah. Fingers. I mean pinky finger.
Is that supposed to be, like, a dick thing? Like,
maybe. You know what they say?
Long they say big hand. They do not say long fingers.
They say lengthy, spindly fingers.
A small little hand, but lengthy finger.
If you have a short pinky, you have a huge dick.
That's long as they were wide.
As long as they were wide.
Even like the...
I also wrote down a question for the ladies. Have any of you guys been with an older dude? Yes. Or an older woman? Yes. From community. Yes. We don't have
what
to get into
what does older mean?
It.
Can we qualify?
Yeah. I think, so this age gap, I think, is around, if she's in her
20s, like,
I would 20, say 30 like year 20, age.
Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's older.
I've been there. I've done
it. Yeah.
And I recognize some of the things that she says in it. It was kind of like a first experience of like being paid the most attention to in a way that felt like mature.
Mm-hmm. Mature. Yeah. Now let me ask you, this could be, you don't have to answer, like, did it feel at all odd? Like, was there a party that was like, oh, they are significantly older?
And oh, yeah. There's definitely a part in the back of your mind where it's like, you know, I did it in my early 20s, and I think it's kind of, looking back now, it's easier to be like, oh, I was pushing my boundaries and, like, doing this and that and seeing what I liked. And but at the time, it was kind of like, oh,
it's hot.
Yeah, it's just hot. It's a little forbidden, so
looking
it's hot.
Back, I'm okay with my actions, but I'm now judging them. I'm like, if you're 35, why are you fucking me, a 21-year-old?
Oh, for sure. Right. Me as a 32-year-old woman, I'm like, I would never... an 18-year-old just stinks like shit.
They're so smelly, all 18-year-olds.
They're just nasty little pigs.
Shout out to all the 18-year-olds.
All 18-year-olds, nasty little pigs.
Get none of this.
One of the times that I hooked up with a significantly older person, or like this was the first time, it was like very sort of hot and taboo. But then once it sort of started, I was like, oh, your skin... The elasticity in your skin is so much different from the elasticity in my skin.
Yeah.
And then that was sort of like a physical... And then also before we hooked up, he sent me a dick pic, but it was almost Renaissance-like. And it was...
How old was he?
He literally was from the Renaissance.
Was he 200 years old?
He was Da Vinci, actually.
It was Da Vinci. How old? He was in his like 40s.
Okay.
But he sent a dick pic, but his dick was... flaccid in it, and it was him in a mirror, and it was like an ornate mirror, and then flaccid, and I was like, is this something
he was trying
that,
to show off the mirror you? And not the dick.
I can
he
afford
was like,
this
I
mirror
ship from Williams
yeah
to Nova.
Right? I got some better than Westel restoration hardware, little lady.
What's funny to me too is like that shows a different generational use of the phone, of social media, like that is also coming into play. Yeah. It's like you don't fully understand the norms
absolutely
of the dick pic here.
You also got an older dick pic.
I did get a dick pic from the same man. I think he wrote on it something like, this is for you. And I'm just like, thank you.
Yeah, people like wrote messages differently than it's like to addressee.
To whom it concerns.
Dear Jess.
Sincerely, your lover.
This tis my penis.
Have you ever sent a reciprocal... private part photo?
Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah.
I have never said vagina, only breast. I don't feel like an out-of-context vagina makes sense. But
I've
never
said anything. You take so many because it's like, is this right? I don't know.
My cousin's a lawyer, and he said anytime you put a photo on any device anywhere, it is, you got to believe every single person can see it.
Oh, like, for sure.
And I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yay!
Just, as long
you're
as you know.
You're welcome, world.
Check it out.
Check it out.
I've sent
go to jessbutt.com.
Jessbutt.com.
I was gonna say also about the older thing. I was like, when I was having casual sex in my early 20s, like, I feel like the oldest I ever got was like mid 30s, because, and that's how I know, like, sometimes like our sexual preferences like live in that fantasy realm, because I'm like, I like May December stuff, the idea of like a 50-year-old with like an 18-year-old, but purely in the realm of fantasy, because anytime like a 50-year-old would hit on me inside, I'd be like, get away.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this is wrong.
I'd prefer evaluate yourself than older.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you like somebody who doesn't know what to do.
A dirty little child pig.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No,
like how much
older.
Younger? Well, I'm 30, about to be 33. And so also going back to like understanding where you were at that time, like I know myself and when I was thinking, I don't think I would go much younger at 33. Okay. Like, because the 20s are very different than the 30s, I feel.
Yes. Yeah. Even thinking of myself in my 20s, it was insanity.
I think it's
right?
all like,
I didn't deal with that.
It's so much like performative sex rather than like sex for actual pleasure, I feel.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, totally. Or like thinking about what it like is.
Yeah.
Instead of just having
Which
it.
Which is all learning.
You're like, I'm yeah. having sex.
Yeah, I think my guy was like close to 50 or 50. And then my parents found out about it. And my dad asked
Wait,
if I had
did?
Dad no. issues.
Whoa.
What? And Wait. I was like, if you asked me that, what the fuck you think? Like, are you crazy?
Wait, how did they find yeah, out?
They met him.
Ooh. Oh, were you dating?
Did you bring him?
Casually, kind of. It was a very weird time in my life.
And your dad said, do you have dad issues?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I have a weird family.
Okay.
Oh
but that's,
and what did you say? Were you like,
well?
Maybe.
I mean, in my mind, I was just like, if somebody asks you, you know, what do you think?
Wow.
But you can't say that.
I
you
definitely
just go,
don't
no,
think.
Everything's fine.
It's like case by case, but I definitely don't think like, I know that's a stereotype, like liking older people or whatever is a yeah. parent thing. I don't think so.
Yeah. No, I've just always, even yeah, as a kid, I always kind of wanted to hook up with a teacher. And yeah. he was like in a yes. teacher position. And it was a fantasy for sure. And then it just kind of died.
All my crushes when I was like in middle school were like 60 plus.
Yeah.
My, honestly, the kind of guy I've like have evened out to a more appropriate age over time. They've gotten from older to middle to my age.
That's so funny.
To your Benjamin baby. Button.
Yeah, exactly. Babies. I'm Benjamin Button, my preferences.
Best of both worlds. Yeah. A little old in there, a little new.
Ooh.
Benjamin Button, the ultimate man.
There's nothing like fucking a little baby.
But don't you think it is kind of hot when like someone like Madonna or J-Lo are with like these much younger guys? Like, I kind of think that's hot.
Everything J-Lo does is hot.
That's true. That's
fair.
True.
Well, also J-Lo, despite being over 30, looks fantastic.
Yeah, somehow. And despite, yeah. I think she might be in her 50s now.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so by all accounts, she should be dead.
She yeah. dead.
But hell.
She's dead to me.
Somehow. If she's looking hot. Like a hot 20-year-old, a perfect 20-year-old.
Because that Speaking would be my of, concern with a young man is I'd be like, with a young man.
A young boy.
Yeah. Speaking of perfect 20-year-olds, our lead Natalie and the guy are now kind of like consoling each other. She's a history major studying women's study. He is a writer who writes nonfiction. So history is involved in that. So they chat about that. He offers her a glass of wine. And that was the first time I was like, ooh, so you kind of know what you're doing right there. You yeah. know. You've gone through these steps before.
I like that they went to the trouble to make the little detail of, like, she still, like, makes a face when she has the first sip of wine.
That was odd.
Wine. I think they do it to show that she's, like, young.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Oh, you guys don't like it? You reminded me of when I was in my early 20s. I think it said she's 23, and I was like, yeah, you drink wine, but you don't necessarily like it yet.
Yeah.
I guess by that point, I was like, wine's my jam. If it had been like, do you want to have a vodka shot? For
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's right.
And then you're like,
yeah, I think they wrote that because it was like, ooh, yucky, an adult drink.
Do yeah. you have this in a sippy cup? I want a bottle.
Yeah, I only know how to drink out of a bag.
Yeah.
A sippy cup. She describes having like a flutter in her stomach. So she's like getting the vibes from him. They're kind of feeling each other out. He starts asking about a boy in her class, which at this point I was like, come on, dude. Like, you really yeah. know what you're doing right now. He's like, so how's that guy in your class? And she's like, what guy? But they both like kind of know who they're talking about. I did write too, what do you guys think is happening with the mom and sister at the other house?
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh,
do you think they're hooking up? Step families, is that usually what happens?
That is what happens with step families.
That's what happens.
If there's the mother is somewhere, she's hooking up with a step person. And then
it should be equal opportunity incest.
For sure. So then she, of course, spills her wine because she's a clumsy little
gal.
She's
a little baby.
And he's helping to dab it off of her titties, I'm sure. And then
That immediately isn't right. If anyone ever spills on the front and the other person dabs it, you might as well
never
fuck.
Touched any. You might, unless, of course, she knows something's going down. Yeah.
I really, really had to not imagine my stepdad, Mike, doing that. I was like,
imagine your stepfather, Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah. That's different.
The country's stepfather.
America's stepfather, Mark Ruffalo.
And we have cream for him.
Cream for Ruffalo. It's just a brand of Lay's chips. Cream for Ruffalo.
No, this is not slander. We're saying, like, thank you, Mark.
Yeah, what's the opposite
service?
Of slander?
These are positive things.
Compliments.
I was trying to think of something that rhymed, but.
Yeah. I was trying to, too. Candor.
Candor.
So they're just about to kiss and they stop themselves. And then she runs off to her bedroom and kind of thinks about him all night.
She feels the kiss. She doesn't even see it. Her eyes are closed.
Yeah, it's like,
she feels his breath and then it stops. I was like, that?
And like feeling breath.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Which you got to be careful if he's, you know, in his 50s, that might be a heart attack coming on.
Yeah. You're like, do you smell toast?
Yeah. I smell toast in the air.
I did like that.
You smell toast. They're having a heart attack.
That we when I was reading it, I was like, somebody fuck already. But I'm like,
absolutely,
it's nice to have night.
This book, it definitely
morning.
Made you want it. For a second too, I was like, oh god, I thought they were just gonna get to it. But then it kind of had a nice like lingering waiting for it, just the right amount of time. And she had, I loved these moments that she had to herself because I felt like it really helped to justify everything that was happening and show that she was like a top of intelligence character.
Yeah. Totally.
She was just like, I'm going to go clear my head and get some air. You know, here's the situation. It would be sad for my mom, but also we're attracted to each other and we're adults making our own decisions. And like, she kind of weighed the pros and cons and was like, fuck it, I'm feeling it. I'm just going to see what's up.
Right.
It felt like a lot of hemming and hawing for some milk toast incest. We're not even talking about blood relation. It's a stepfather.
So would you prefer
prefer a biological relation in a story. Absolutely. A stepfather and the mom cheated and
because
she's out of town.
This isn't even incest because he's not.
It's not married. It's barely taboo.
This is your mother's boyfriend.
I know.
Yeah.
With a
you
title like
a taboo
cream for stepfather, I was expecting like, okay, this is like full leg. And I was expecting there to be like, they're in the house, the mom's downstairs, and they're like diddling each other.
It's not creamy at all.
It
it's watery.
Creamy.
It definitely doesn't live up to the nastiness of the title.
No, I thought of a yeast infection immediately.
That is more likely. Yeah.
Yeast infection just from you creaming on my face.
Too much sugar.
So she kind of goes back and forth, and then she's finally like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I felt something there, and I know he did. To him, we're both adults, and she goes home, and he's trying to act like a little sad sack, like dude, like, oh well, I don't know. Did you want something to happen? And she's so cool in this scene. She's like, no, here's what's going down. Do you want to fuck me or not? We felt something last night. Is this going to happen? And then he tries to backpedal again. He's like, oh well, I don't know. Like you're just so pretty, and I couldn't help myself. And she's like, holds up her hand to him and is like, stop. Are we going to do it? Or talk to the hand?
Is that how you ever started sex?
Stop.
We're going to have sex. Stop.
Talk to my long fingers about it.
Stop. Like that she didn't allow him to do this kind of like, oh, but you're just so pretty, so I couldn't help me. It's really your fault, isn't it? She was like, no.
He also
we
was like,
fuck, we're into each other. Do you want to or not?
His adjectives for her are like, you're so smart and beautiful and funny, which I appreciate. Those are three great traits. But I'm like, where is she funny in this story?
Did you not read the banana peel scene?
The wacky intro. She's the class clown at Yardsley.
Yeah. Lily's problem with all erotica is like, not enough jokes, not funny girl enough.
We should write funny erotica. Is there funny erotica?
I mean, I think unintentionally funny, right. But never with a character. Anytime a character is funny, they're usually just saying racist or sexist things. I'm like, right, everybody? And everyone's like, yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, boy, this guy.
That's hilarious.
So I'm glad this one doesn't have any erotica comedy
attempted
in it.
Jokes.
So yeah. After she was like, well, what's happening? He was like, come upstairs.
Yes.
I thought we were going to enter a Christian Grey BDSM room.
No, well, he says, come to my study.
He says, come to my study.
Because this is the one place in my house that is just mine.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, there are going to be some whips in there.
Right, a sex swing or something.
Did That's you fun. Think
that? I thought maybe, yeah. We'd get into some stuff.
Oh, I didn't think that. But I definitely, there was some weird, like, symbolic emphasis of the room. Because he was like, this is my domain, and anything that happens in here, like, doesn't count.
Yeah.
I would love if it's just like the shittiest little room, too. Like, it has like a fucking globe that doesn't spin. And like,
I needed more
a bunch of dummies for whatever.
Yeah. Definitely, like, it was very vague anytime they talked about his work or her work. She'd be like, we're studying some really interesting 18th century history you might like. And he's like, oh.
At one point, she's in a women's study class, and he's like, I might give some women history a try.
He's like, I mostly learned about men. I was like, is this a woke moment?
Oh, it was so woke.
It was a little too woke for me.
Too woke for mama.
Too woke for mama. And then finally, we get to the set.
Yay! Sorry, we made it.
We made it. We're here.
His erection sprang from his boxers.
It's kind of like a push-up on the table sort of situation. Ooh. And he eats her out first, which I always love.
Recommend.
Respectful.
She says he hungrily ate me out as if it was his last meal. And then that made me think of The Last Supper.
What's going on under that
also
table?
Also taboo. Judas.
Yeah.
Judas.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Her panties are soaking wet. He loves to hear her moan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's like eating her.
Older man, hungrily eating me.
He's eating her out a lot over the panties. And I'm like,
what does
that
work?
Oh, you've never done that?
Yeah, I'm open to that.
It's wonderful.
Oh, I guess mine go off immediately.
Well, eventually you get them off. But if the panties are on and then licking that, it feels like a nice little, you just switched up the texture.
It's an amuse-bouche.
Oh.
It's an amuse-bouche, for sure. Well, and because then it's like, you better use some pressure because that's all you've got.
Oh, pressure's on, baby.
Try what you want. It depends on the panties, too.
Yeah, mine are all thick, I guess.
Oh, man, I wear, like, yeah.
I wear Depends.
Yeah.
Get those puppies off me.
Yeah. Through my adult diaper.
I'm not feeling anything for those. Just those. Oh, my back.
I, like, laughed in a way that moved my back rug. I hurt my back recently.
Oh, my God.
I'm being propped up by a pillow right now. Okay. So that happens, and then she's like, I'll return the favor, and gets a little forceful on her own and pushes him up, against the bookcase, and is like, may I, which I like too, like,
I like
may,
that.
I, may I suck you off, please?
Yes.
And he's like, oh, duh!
No respect to the infrastructure of the space. They're so fucking, earlier she had been like, I'm gonna go in and just like throw the things off his desk, and then once they actually go and do it, like, I'm like, does he have nothing?
Yeah, then he has a cardboard box and they put everything in one at a time.
Like,
and he's
like,
oh,
fired.
Don't touch that. I'll wrap
that. Because at one point he lays her on the desk and then he's on top of her. And I'm like,
on the desk? I thought they were doing it. So after the sucking off, then they do it from behind is what I thought.
Yeah.
Which I love too. One of my favorite positions. I just thought this was a great sex scene. Yeah. And he gets a condom.
Yes.
He puts a condom on.
I was
surprised by that.
You cannot get your ex's daughter pregnant.
I feel like I've read quite a bit of erotica at this point. This is maybe the first condom I've seen.
It was alarming for me. I had not seen
it. I know. She did say, come inside me later, and I was kind of like, well, come inside the condom.
The condom.
Yeah. Oh, it does make me a bit suspicious about him because if he's in a long relationship with the mother, and we're, oh, we forgot to say at the fireplace, the mom cheated. So,
oh, right.
Yeah. So the reason why we hate the mom.
They've
and why
justified
yeah,
it.
Actually, the mom's a big bitch.
Yeah. We don't feel for the mom at all.
No,
yeah.
You cheat once, and then
you
might as well be
dead. You whore. Yeah.
Think, what are you doing with condoms?
Right.
This thing is expired because you've had it for a while. If the, these two have been together for a while.
Oh, because you know she's late 30s, so she's postmenopausal.
And she's so old. You know, those eggs are dead. Yeah.
The condom is going to go on the mystery cork board, though, because I think you're right. Yeah.
Just don't poke it in the middle.
No, but I think don't poke it. In long-term relationships, sometimes do use condoms.
Yeah, they do.
Because when people don't...
Birth control
is
true. Also, women over 35, there's precautions about blood clots on certain kinds of hormonal
All the pressure is on women to use birth control, and it's so hormonally fucked. Yeah.
It really is horrible, and it's fucked.
It's horrible. It's fucked.
It's horrible.
I love that this got brought up. I apologize to anyone who is in a long relationship that I implied wearing a condom would be weird. I'm also in a big old gay relationship, so we don't, you know, we've been unprotected.
Get some condoms in there
for a while.
Get some condoms
for the long fingers.
Some condoms
for the long fingers.
You know what? Kate does have some long fingers.
Ooh,
I don't want to brag. So they come the grand finale. It's incredible. Oh, he's like fucking her hard. And then they come. Immediately afterward, he's like, you're great, but I got to figure some stuff out before we do this regularly. And I'm like, God, you suck.
Yeah.
She's so cool and like with it.
We did so much work to get to the point where this sex felt like earned and no questions. Like we're here. And then we're backtracking now.
Oh, so are you going to stay all afternoon? She's like, this is my mom's house, you dweeb.
I know.
Like, maybe you'll come back to my studies. Sometime the sex could have been longer for how long we had to read.
So also the coming, I feel like the coming is a lot of what I'm excited to read about.
It wasn't a big grand
finale.
Like,
and then I came. What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You want to live in that coming.
Live in
the
come.
I want to live in the come.
Live in
but
the come.
But there was a lot of sort of helpful information, if this is accurate, about like how to give a ball blowjob.
Well, that's a great
Can we go into detail?
Yeah, let's try to
Because, well, I took some notes on this.
Doesn't she put them in her mouth?
She's putting them. She's, okay. Pushing his cock back a little. I lowered my head further, taking each of his balls into my mouth one at a time, sucking at the little ridge between them, and licking across his sensitive skin.
From what I understand...
I have a hard time hearing something and visualizing it. So what exactly does that mean? The balls are here.
I guess the skin between them.
Betwixt?
Yeah.
Between the two balls.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you cannot... twist that.
Do not torque.
All the time I've been going, woo!
That will result in testicular torsion where you lose flow to one of the testicles and it's very dangerous and painful.
Oh my God, that's why all the men I sleep with die. Why die? They're balls.
Also, a lot of, I forgot about this, but in the blowjob, a lot of talking about creating a seal.
Seal. I've heard about that. You like basically with your hand and your mouth, you make it like
that
a
to keep it airtight.
Airtight.
That otherwise, it'll lose its freshness.
Otherwise, it spoils. It gets rotten.
Rotten.
It gets so soft.
But yes, the testes situation was unique. I think
it was unique, and it made me go, "Do I need to up my testy game?"
I feel like a partner will tell you if the testes are on the table. Am I wrong? That's not one that you starting on. And,
I think you can just go for it. And then if they don't,
I think I've kind of always gone for it, but maybe that's inappropriate.
Yeah. But I did know one person early on that was like, pull them hard.
Really?
And I was like, harder.
It's like, what is hard mean? I just met you at the bar. Let me drink.
It's hard. Like, what's hard? Like, show
pull
us hard.
Down?
Yeah. You know, like, give me your hand.
Like a trucker.
Like, Like a pull, like pull hard.
Oh, pull outward?
I don't know. Like, it was like a lot. I was like.
Out and up.
And then from then on, for everybody else, I'm like, do you want me to pull them hard? Everyone's like, no.
No.
Absolutely. Absolutely not.
Wow, I really, it's hard for me to understand what's going on down there. I really don't know. Yeah. I'm open, but I don't, I just, I'm like, this is literally,
I'm kind of new to balls.
I remember the first time I ever gave a blowjob, I slobbered so much because I was like, oh, I know they like it wet. it was like a little river of saliva like going down his chest. Looking back now, I'm like, how fucking embarrassing.
That's amazing. First time that I did that. I gave a blowjob, was in a basement, and I mean, of course, we were.
Of course.
But I guess like my teeth here were kind of like dragging a little bit.
Yeah,
and then at the end he was like, or he was making sounds that were kind of like, ah. And I was like, he's loving it. He loves this.
More to like cheese.
Yeah. And then there were two lines along the whole shaft of my teeth. And then I went to school a couple of days later, and the whole soccer team was calling me Jaws.
Oh,
and they would go,
no.
That's, I was like, oh, that is, no, a
that is bullying, that? And I'm about to file a report with your school board.
Oopsie. That is wrong.
Wait, how long did they call you Jaws for? It's horrible.
Oh, a while. It was fun.
That boy
really
deserved to get his dick bit off.
Well, also, in my defense,
yeah, I'm Jaws.
It was a big, it was one of the biggest dicks I've ever seen, and I was like, well, how would my teeth not
that's
go
on his
that?
That's his
hashtag
fault.
Blessed.
He should have warned me.
Yeah,
I would have been like, why are you telling people?
No, he should not tell. No, it is
whatever.
It
was high school.
High school.
We'll find him. I'm gonna find him.
It was high school. It was whatever.
No,
I'm mad.
I'm gonna shave 2 inches off his little dick.
No, she's got him.
I'm gonna get
with
him
a nail file.
Yeah. The first time I also like a lot of teeth, but I also feel like if you're like a 17-year-old boy, you don't know what a blowjob feels like. So how dare you critique me? Because now looking back, I'm like, yeah, sometimes your teeth get in there. You like can't help them. They're in your mouth. What do you want me to like take them out and just like suck you off?
I was so perfect nervous suction about my teeth when giving blowjobs. I feel like you'd be like,
yeah,
well, that's why it's
the
good
way
to
now
be
nobody
with someone
cares
in their 30s who has dentures, because then they can
get
it out.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why you gotta date an old hag who's 35.
Throw a bone to a disgusting 30-year-old every now and then.
She can pop all her teeth out.
Her dentures. Oh my god. But how does this book end? Where's this page? Okay.
It kind of ends abruptly.
Yeah.
It's
yeah
basically like she kind of agrees. She's like, yeah, I got to figure some stuff out too, which, you know. And he's like, well, maybe we could do it every now and then again in my study, like if you want to. And she's like, yeah, I'd be into that.
Only in the study. I really needed more
start of something
descriptors about the study.
Yeah.
About the study. What would you like it to look like? Like the one in My Fair Lady.
Like the Library and Atonement, but small.
Oh, I don't know.
Ooh, okay. I love that.
Ooh, that's a
that
sexy library.
Okay, so Mark Ruffalo
have to watch Atonement
is in Atonement. Okay. I'm loving this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark Ruffalo in Atonement would be very cute. Just like, oh, hey, everybody.
I imagine like the den in my, like growing up where we had like 3 old computers we never knew how to get rid of. And like a chair with just a bunch of stuff on it. Like it wasn't a very sexual location.
Yeah.
I imagine like whenever I watch like a House Hunters or those home shows and they show you like, I don't know, bougie ass house with a little study like right on the side in the front. I thought too, like, are those blinds closed? Because it's usually the corner,
right,
and then all the neighbors might see.
Mm.
Which maybe that's another
part of it.
I guess I imagined a windowless room, which doesn't exist.
A dungeon?
Yeah. A little cave?
Was there cream
like a basement
in the book?
Room.
Like coffee cream?
There was no. Well, they did talk about coffee.
2 sugars, no cream.
2 sugars, no cream.
2 sugars,
no.
Just the way he likes it.
Just no the way cream. Daddy likes it.
And she doesn't cream.
All the cream was inside. Whoa, yeah. The cream is inside us.
The cream
us
was inside us all along. It's like Space Jam.
It's just like Space Jam.
Are we going to talk about the last sentence?
Oh, I do. I have it circled. So the book, after being what I thought was pretty, almost the best written one that we've ever read.
Yeah.
Like, felt kind of like a, you know, at least we're understanding this character and their motives.
I guess I haven't read the other ones, but I was like, it felt written to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The last sentence kind of brought it back down. Hey, at least I don't have to worry about him meeting my parents.
That's why.
That is true.
It totally ended.
Oh, right. We forgot. She's funny. That's why.
It was like, rule.
Porky Pig with no pants on.
Yeah. It was like totally not the tone of the rest of the book. I really appreciated just ending on like such a crazy, or it could even be Sex in the City. Like, hey, I guess after all, I don't have to introduce him to my parents.
Because yes. I don't even text my mom.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Sometimes the buttons of my sketches are pretty weak, too. So it's like,
you got to end it.
Yeah, she's like, how do I end Cream for Stepfather?
How does one end Cream for Stepfather?
But maybe she does have to introduce him to the other parent.
But it sounds like she dies.
Yeah.
How does mommy die?
No,
sister?
Daddy. No, daddy is dead.
Daddy died.
But
you said in the next
one.
Oh, in the next
sibling,
one,
right?
Mommy is dead. Yes.
But how does mommy
becomes
die?
Of her? Because it's not mentioned that
cancer.
She has any health issues.
Oh, that's sad.
But the next one is totally different people.
It's not these people.
It's totally different people. Okay. It's set in the South, and it starts with like a different. An actual dad.
Is it like Gone with the Wind antebellum South? Or
it is
like
antebellum.
Did you prefer the second book?
Well, the second one was naughtier because here's my thing. Ooh. I'm all about taboo, right?
Yeah, of course.
I think that like taboo is sexy. Doesn't matter what it is.
Yes.
If somebody's like, you're not allowed to do that.
It's not supposed to happen. Yeah. That's why stepdad is so vanilla.
It's pretty tame because also like stepdad could be pretty taboo, but they kept saying like, this is my pseudo stepdad. He's barely even my stepdad.
And my
they
mom
weren't
and him
actually
are fighting.
Married.
Yeah.
My mom's a cheating bitch. So
you want, you know. They are happily married. They are brother and sister.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The product of incest.
I want
identical twins.
I want the mother and the father to be siblings.
The highest rate of hemophilia possible if they have a child.
I know. I want the most genetically dangerous pairing
child.
Possible.
That's sexy.
The mom
that's sexy.
Walks in and then is like, maybe I'll stay.
Yeah. I want it to just be a puddle of jeans.
I thought you were going to say puddle of jizz.
Puddle of
jizz. That's my band's name. Yeah.
It's Christian rock.
Puddle of jizz. All right. Well, ladies, that was Cream for Stepfather. Now is the time to rate our book. One being slide out of your delicious fluffy chair, and two being soaking it up.
Wait, one and two?
Oh, wait, five being. Yeah, wait, no, today we'll scale from one to two. So you get 2 points.
So there's decimal.
Yeah, Jess loves the story. One is you slide out of the chair. Two is you cream out of your chair. You only get 2 options.
Today's a yes or no. Yeah, you have to use decimals in between. That wasn't I didn't misspeak.
Okay. And then 2 is slippy slidey?
2 is slippy slidey.
Okay.
So 1.5.
1 to 2. So there's Well, I would give it a few categories. I know this isn't the way we do it, but like literally 2 for title, best title of anything in the world ever. Yeah. And I think writing style, give that a 2. Really like I enjoyed the book. And I would honestly give it like a 1.8 on the slide scale. I thought it was really well written. I thought it was well earned sex scene. And then I thought it delivered. I would have loved to live in the cum, but you know, you can't always get what you want.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy that 1.8 feels more than like 4 or 5. Yeah. I guess because there's more options in between when we're adding these decimals.
Right. We're basically 1 out of 10 right now, but we skewed the scales to 1 to 2.
You're right.
I think I would give this one a 1.9.
Wow.
I thought it was really well written, and I thought it was very sexy. Like, when they had sex, it was all my favorite positions. Yeah.
Everyone had a great time.
Yeah. I'm a 1.3. Because I think with that title and that purple abs photo, I thought there would be a more delivery on more sex, more taboo, more cream.
Yeah.
And I feel like it did not live up to my for what it was. I thought it was like sweet but tame.
Yeah, that's fair.
Look, I'm going to give it like a 1.2. This could be that I kept accidentally envisioning my own house and my own stepfather.
Right.
And I didn't want that.
Father accident.
But I think also, when I read Cream for Stepfather, I was like, oh, it's going to be a lot of sneaking around. Sexy,
I should have known already because it said stepfather. Anytime you're making it a step parent, you're already trying to play it safe.
Oh, my God.
Also, it was riddled
with typos. So kind of got me out of it.
Oh. Mm. I like typos.
Really? Like, yeah, a typo like turns around.
The authors
someone's
are
too
vulnerable.
Horny to type.
Yeah. Right,
someone's
right, right.
I'm smack.
What was the name of this author again? It was Celia?
Celia Stiles. Julia Stiles' sister.
Yeah.
Stepsister.
Stepsister.
She has sex with.
They bone.
Well, thank you all so much for being here to talk about this one. For those of you listening who read along with us, we have our next assignment. Teaching a First Timer in the Bathhouse.
Such a long title.
By Tyrone Myler. And that is on Amazon. Again, Teaching a First Timer in the Bathhouse by Tyrone Myler. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you to our guests.
Thank you.
And
thank
I you. Hope you all have a wonderful, sexy week.
A wonderful, yay! Creamy week.
Creamy. Yeah, have a creamy Ruffalo.
Creamy Ruffalo.
This has been a Dropout podcast. For video of today's show, plus more exclusive series, go to dropout.tv.